We're just about at the end of the year, and for a lot of people, that means it's time to take stock of the last 365 days. And what better way to do that than a best of list? Look around and you'll see these everywhere. People are making lists of the best books, movies, restaurants, you name it, there's probably a best of list for it. There's even a list of best of lists. Seriously. Rex Sorgatz is a web developer in Minneapolis, and for the last few years, he's been compiling an index of all these year-end lists at his website, Femoculus.com. Rex says he put together his first meta list back in 2001.
I was really interested at the time in why people were making lists, and I became interested in trying to figure out what sort of pathology there might be in the desire to create lists, because they seem to be just all over the internet. And so I started to collect them around that time, the year-end lists around that time, with the idea that I was going to somehow interpret the psychology of what's the motivation. And it took me quite a while to sort of like get at it and kind of figure out a theory. But also it was just sort of fun to see how many lists were out there and to gather them and put them all in one place and have it be a kind of like a singular destination for this kind of stuff.
Okay, so before we talk about the, you know, some of the psychology behind this, let's talk about a few of the lists so people can get an idea of what's out there. What would you say is the weirdest list that you've come across in doing this?
Well, a guy named Lauren Coleman does his top cryptozoology stories. And that's a really great fun list to read. But there's so many of them out there. I mean, the website Dogster does best dogs. The website Catster does best cats. Film Threat does something called the 50 coldest celebrities in Hollywood. There's just so many great ones out there that are, you know, goofy and weird and funny.
What about lists that are just dumb lists? You're just like, you know, why does that list even exist?
Well, there's certainly like, I suppose everyone has a reason why they make a list, and they probably fit into their own kind of particular niche of an idea. I have literally seen lists like the top 20 boat and tackle shops in Sarasota, Florida, lists like that. And what exactly the motivation is to make that kind of list, I'm not sure. But the person, whoever made it, probably has a real need and necessity and idea of what they're trying to convey with it. I don't know, like, what exactly is, you know, what drives people to do it and why there's all these weird ones out there, but there, you know, certainly are a bunch of them.
How about the best list that you've seen?
You know, my favorite ones are the word lists. Give me just like the dictionaries. Merriam-Webster does one every year that's like the most sought or most searched for word or most viewed word on the website, the Merriam-Webster.com website. And this year it was integrity, which sort of says something about the year 2005. And the second most popular word was refugee. And then last year, their most popular word was blog. And then kind of a corollary to that, the New Oxford American Dictionary's word of the year is podcast. And so, like, I'm really interested in those. Google will release their most searched terms pretty soon, and those are always very interesting. And all the search engines will do their own versions of that. And those are really interesting because it kind of gets into it's a good view of what people have been kind of thinking about the last year.
And in fact, the Google list is the Google Zeitgeist, right?
Yeah, the Google Zeitgeist, which is always like a thing that everyone gets excited about, and they do a kind of a fancy web page for it, and it sort of attempts to peer into the psychology of the masses for a year, and it's really one to look forward to.
So, you know, over the years that you've been compiling these lists, and you know, I think you've been thinking about them, you know, as you've been doing these compilations, you know, why do you think people are so list obsessed?
Well, I guess I really don't know for sure. I've sort of developed a small theory that says that things happen so fast in our culture, that we live in such an accelerated age, that it seems almost impossible to kind of to look at events historically, because things that happened a week ago are already seem like they're forgotten and thrown into the dustbin of history. And I think that sort of list making allows us to sort of at the end of the year look at it and say, okay, here is the things that you've probably forgotten that have happened. Like, here's one that people forget that happened this year all the time, is the Michael Jackson trial. It almost seems like that was like 3 years ago or something. it's sort of, but kind of like looking back and sort of historicizing events. That's really one of the, I think, the main reasons is because it allows us to kind of slow down around holiday time and analyze the past year and that kind of thing. And my other theory is that it allows people to sort of establish their identity and to say, these are the top 10 albums in 2005, because I don't know how many albums came out in 2005, but no human being could possibly listen to them all. But by saying, I'm gonna lay my imprint on this culture and say, these are the things that I believe, it allows us to sort of, you know, put our thumbprint on this gigantic culture machine that throws way more media than we can possibly consume and sort of say, here are things that are important to me.
Rex Sorgatz compiles a list of year-end best-of lists at his site, themoculus.com. This year's count is already up to 206. Rex says it'll probably top 500 by the end of the year, and don't worry about spelling the name of his site. We'll post a link on the weekly rundown page in case you want to check it out.